You're listening to WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan. The second half of this concert, entitled Of Frogs and Men, Nature of the Baroque, begins with a concerto by Alessandro Marcello called The Lyre. It's not entirely clear why the composer gave it that title, but in his program notes for this concert, Gabe Alfieri speculates that it might have to do with Marcello's compositional alter ego, Enterico Stinfalico. That's the name Marcello used as a pseudonym to evoke the pastoral beauty of the Arcadian region of Greece, a popular aesthetic touchstone for composers of the time. Here are oboists Michael Bosch and Xenia Löffler with the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in concert from WCRB.
Thank you.
Concerto for two oboes called The Lyre by Alessandro Marcello, performed in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall by soloists Michael Bosch and Xenia Loeffler, with the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in a program presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. And to follow the pastoral atmosphere of Marcello's concerto, this concert continues with a more literal depiction of nature. This is Antonio Vivaldi's Il Gardellino, or The Goldfinch. Anna Fusek is the soloist with the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in concert from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of Vivaldi's most vivid musical creations. That was a recorder concerto the composer called Il Gardellino, or The Goldfinch, performed in concert by soloist Anna Fusek and her colleagues in the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin. And the program continues with more from Vivaldi, and this concerto featuring oboist Xenia Loeffler and bassoonist Christian Boise, in concert from WCRB. Thank you. From the seemingly infinite musical imagination of an Italian master, Christian Boise was the bassoonist, and Xenia Luffler was the oboist in a concerto by Antonio Vivaldi, performed in a Boston Early Music Festival concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall by the Academy for Ancient Music, Berlin. This program, called Of Frogs and Men, Nature of the Baroque, channels musical inspirations from nature, both in the explicit forms of works depicting birds, cats, and dogs, and yes, frogs, as well as the inner mysteries of human nature. And that's where Akamuz takes us next. Just as Zelenka created a musical expression of mental and physical capriciousness in the hypochondrie you heard during the first half of the concert, a Portuguese theme named for madness has been a consistent inspiration for composers across the centuries, including Lully, Bach, Liszt, and Rachmaninoff. Here is Francesco Gemignani's take on it. This is his Concerto Grosso La Follia, performed by the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in concert from WCRB. Francesco Geminiani's Concerto Grosso La Follia, an arrangement of a violin sonata by the composer's predecessor Arcangelo Corelli, which was in turn based on a Portuguese theme that's found its way into countless pieces over the centuries. The Academy for Ancient Music Berlin performed it in concert at Jordan Hall in Boston. And as you can hear, the audience at Jordan Hall wasn't ready to let Akamuz go into the night without an encore. During this last concert of a two-week tour, the group was happy to oblige with another piece for two oboes by Antonio Vivaldi. Third movement of a concerto for two oboes by Antonio Vivaldi, featuring soloists Xenia Loeffler and Michael Bosch with the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin. And after an encore that fit right in with the other music on the program, Akamuz came up with a second encore that departs in musical terms but still might reflect the theme of frogs and men. Thank you. It's not often that you can get a Boston audience whooping and hollering along with the music, but that's just what the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin pulled off in that final concert of their 2017 American tour, a concert presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. Remember, you can find more information about WCRB in concert at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you'll find our broadcast schedule, as well as the chance to hear these concerts on demand. And be sure to look for the link to the Boston Early Music Festival box office to help plan your own concert calendar. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast of the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin is produced by Brian McCreath, with audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ross. Our thanks to the staff of the Boston Early Music Festival for all their help in making this broadcast possible. I'm Alan McClellan. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.